You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
You know the drill. We start off with how the markets have been performing. I'm joined on the line by Terence Hove, Senior Market Analyst at Xness, to take a look at the market movements throughout the day. Good evening, Terence. Nice to speak to you again. Good day on the markets for some, not such a good day for the Rand or for local equities. What did you make of the moves?
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy. It's been an interesting trading day for sure. I think... In your highlights of the day that you mentioned, all eyes were on the much anticipated debut of We Buy Cars, which opened at $20, which is above that $18, $20 rand, which is above the 18 rand 75 initial offering, which is always a good thing, you know, for any listing company to open higher than your initial listing public offering price. So that's been good. And of course, our dear Rand has suffered on the back of that higher than expected US inflation, which has really rallied the US dollar considerably. The Rand had been performing well in over the past days, gaining significantly against the US dollar and other currency pairs as well, only to sell off considerably when the data came out hotter than expected yesterday. And today's producer price inflation also came out higher than markets anticipated PPI. And I think it's showing what the general sentiment globally is over and above South Africa, where we've seen our own inflation coming hotter than expected away from that midpoint that the South African Reserve Bank prefers. PPI in the US came out at 2.1. Previously, it was 1.6%. So that's considerably higher. Yesterday's CPI figure, which really rallied the US dollar, came out, you know, the headline figure was 3.5% versus a previous 3.2%. So the narrative of higher interest rates for longer is still very much in play, both for us here in South Africa and across in the US. So, but that's what we also felt, you know, feeling in the market at this time and moment.
Speaking of things that are in the market at the moment, Terence, US earnings season has kicked off, and typically the banks kick us off with some numbers there. What are we seeing there, and what are some of the expectations around how companies will perform this time around?
Yeah, so we've got the big banks announcing tomorrow. JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Citigroup is going to be announcing tomorrow, and some big financials as well, your likes of BlackRock, State Street. They're also going to perform. What's going to be particularly interesting is to see where Citibank comes out, especially with a lot of the restructuring that they announced earlier with the new CEO taking over. And if that is starting to yield the results, eyes will always be on JP Morgan. The consensus around is the earnings will come out is $4.18. That's the consensus for the earnings per share. So if they do considerably higher than that, then we will see that filter through the different indices as well. And but I think generally the banks seem to have done well. If we look at the previous earnings season, the results that came out last quarter, they did well. So I think it's going to be favorable, most likely, for the banks. How much is what we'd like to see, which is tomorrow.
Speaking of things we would like to see, obviously we just reflected on the fact that the Rand is not where we want it to be, and the equity markets locally haven't had the best day. And one of the things that came out today as well was that Sibanye Section 189 announcement that they're going to restructure their gold business. This is obviously big news following what they did on the PGM side of it, and it looks as though they were looking at 2,600 job cuts on the PGM side. Now we're looking at possibly 3,000 to 3,100 jobs potentially to be cut on the gold side. This is a significant move by the business. We know that Neil Froneman announced that he is exploring sort of cost reductions and all of that. But how's the market reading this? How did the share price perform? How are investors feeling about this?
I think it was the writing was on the wall, particularly when they announced the news that that $2 billion impairment loss from the Stillwater Palladium project in the US. So that naturally started giving expectations that certain moves, such as, you know, where are they going to cut costs, and this is probably going to come through pouring back on the workforce. So we saw them doing that last year, but that was not sufficient because their current business at the moment has also been struggling. You know, the Beatrix mine has been making a loss. The Kloof project has not been returning the resources that they'd hoped, and particularly, you know, that sharp slump in the metals prices across platinum, palladium, rhodium, you know, the prices have come down considerably. That is not played in their favor. So these cuts are a way of for the business to survive, given the backdrop in which their circumstances are under. And what's also interesting to note is its peers as well, the likes of Anglo and Impala. They are also paring back on their workforce and are now and discussing, looking at possibly doing similar things. So you can tell that the industry as a whole is very much in that phase where they need to restructure and cut costs significantly.
Restructurings that also happened today, as you alluded to, Terence, was that WeBuyCars unbundling and separate listing there. What does that mean for Transaction Capital now? We saw the share price come down all the way to 3 Rand, I think it was 3 Rand 80, 3 Rand 70 or so. It closed after the day around, 3 Rand 61. Obviously, this was expected with the fact that the WeBuyCars value of or the WeBuyCars portion of that was around 6 Rand 11 cents or so. So we did expect this to sit around the 3 Rand level. But where to now for someone like Transaction Capital? Is there still value there? Are you still looking at it as an investment case?
Yeah, I think their model of being an investment holding firm, that value will be still seen through the WeBuyCars listing, that which I think was necessary to have that entity have a standalone listing as it has at the moment, and the valuation is fair by all means, if we could use that word. So I think it still has value, and it will be different if that drop it was not in proportion to the WeBuyCars listing. That would mean that, you know, the market is not valuing the business itself to be valuable outside of the WeBuyCars, which is a good investment that they have on their books, and the business is continuing. Given the times that we're in with high interest rates, they are still turning a lot of cars. Their turnover is exceedingly high, which is, you know, driving those figures. So I think it still has value. The value is reflected fairly, where it's closed off today is what we expected, as you mentioned. So I think all in all, it's still fair.
Still a fair value for Transaction Capital. We'll have to wait and see how the business moves forward from this, what they do with the rest of the assets that remain within the stable there. Terence, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on the Rand. We're back above 18 Rand 50. Obviously, part of that, as you mentioned, was as a result of that strong inflation print suggesting that it's going to be higher for longer. Are we going to see any reprieve? Are we going to go back to 19 Rand? What are your thoughts on the Rand at the moment?
Yeah, I think we still have other data, economic data that will, you know, if we're looking particularly in the Rand dollar currency pair, that will come out later, which is the personal consumption expenditure, the US Fed's preferred measure of inflation. And if that ticks higher as well, we'll probably see another rally in the US dollar, which would work against the South African Rand. But if we look at the previous days prior to the data that came out, the Rand has been faring very well. It had gained considerably, getting to a low of about 18, 36, 37, thereabouts. So it could push higher. But it will be probably data-driven more than just sentiment around emerging market currencies such as the South African rand. So 19, I mean, we are it's come down a little bit from the highs that we had seen earlier, where it got to about 1882. So if that data, which we is only expected later in the month, and outside of any risk, particular risk factors that would, you know, turn the market risk off, I think that there's a chance that the rand could come back before getting to 19. But those key data points become, you know, crucial to watch if it remains toppish as well.
Data points that will always remain important to watch. We'll keep an eye on them. We'll hopefully get some answers and some clarity around where the rand is going from here. But we'll leave it at that for now. Thanks so much, as always, Terence. It's Terence Hove, senior analyst at XNest, joining me to reflect on the market movements throughout the day.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.